This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today.
Sì, ci sono tenebre nei cuori umani.
In his traditional Christmas Day Mass, Pope Francis urged the world to let the light of Christmas pierce the darkness in human hearts that leads to religious persecution, social justice, injustice, armed conflicts, and fear of migrants. He also joined the head of the Anglican Church to send a special message to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal. Hong Kong anti-government protesters marched through Christmas-decorated shopping centers on Wednesday. Police fired tear gas to disperse crowds nearby. This follows violent protests on Christmas Eve. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Hong Kong woke to debris and graffiti on Christmas Day after a night of violent protests. Protesters vandalized a bank of HSBC. The bank became embroiled in a saga involving an official crackdown on a fundraising platform supporting protesters in need. About 100 protesters then trashed a Starbucks.
This year's Christmas is much worse than previous Christmases. It will be much happier if no one makes trouble.
On Christmas Eve, undercover police clashed with thousands of anti-government protesters. The protesters flooded the streets of a popular tourist district and also held rallies in nearby shopping malls.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Officials in Burkina Faso say soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in the northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran has shut down mobile internet access to overseas sites in several provinces a day before possible protest rallies. It comes as social media posts and some relatives of people killed in unrest in November over gasoline price hikes have called for renewed protests and commemoration ceremonies for the dead on December 26th. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties